on 1116 SEN. The award-winning Crunch Time. Honda, right choice event, ends this weekend.
Welcome back. It is crunch time for Honda, that right choice event. It ends this weekend, so get in as quick as you can. And the TAC safety barriers save lives, getting us towards zero. And we're joined now by the coach of the Demons, who can't help, I'm sure, but have a smile on his face. He has to look ahead to what's next week because the Hawks are waiting for him, but we'll reflect primarily on last night. And a great night for yourself, Simon, but for the team and the club at the MCG. Thanks for being with us.
Yeah, thanks for having me. It was a great night for the club. 91,000 people there, and a lot of Melbourne supporters there. It was a terrific start for the final series for us.
Have you watched the game back yet?
I got home about halfway through the third quarter. I had mum and some family over, so we sat there and had a beer and watched the last quarter and a half. And just our intensity and our tackling and our pressure was certainly something that really stood out on the night.
What were your emotions through that first quarter? I guess initially Geelong had a few opportunities they blew, and then you were able to just dominate and kick some goals. But then after that, you just didn't quite put them away. So how were you assessing that from a coaching point of view?
Yeah, I thought our start, I certainly loved our intensity around the ball, our tackling and our contest. But, you're right. I thought the first quarter was a little bit closer than what the scoreline probably indicated. I thought we absorbed a bit of pressure, especially in our back half. I thought our defenders certainly stood up for us in the first quarter. But we connected well forward to centre and got our opportunities and hit the scoreboard. And, that gave us a real start that we were looking for.
Simon, Bob here. Well done on the victory last night. I only watched the game on the broadcast last night, but even watching on television, you could see the amount of pressure from your boys off the ball. Is that part of the maturing of the group, the fanaticism of the group away from the footy?
Yeah, it is, Bob. We've certainly as we've built this team, around our contest work and our tackling and our pressure, you've seen that flow through to every area, and certainly the way we're setting the ground up defensively at the moment and putting teams under a lot of pressure, it's certainly enabling us to restrict scoring from opposition, which is something we've worked really hard on.
But what about the playing with different gears? I've seen in years gone by when the side gets under pressure, as you were last night in the second and third quarters, Geelong up their pressure, and just it seemed like the old Demons would have just kept sort of blasting away, whereas last night there were times where the boys were able to hold onto the ball and play with different speeds. Is that something you instilled in them?
Yeah, I think you're right. Well, that's probably the sign of maturity that you're really looking for, is your ability to understand the moment, understand the state of the game, and really drop into a level where you can just get some composure back in the game. And I think that's something that has evolved as years gone on, is your ability to not only play fast and connect forward to centre, but also just some composure at times down back and understand the state of the game. So without question, that's something that the group certainly matured into.
Goody, Jack Viney hadn't played since round 16. His performance last night was extraordinary, particularly in the first half. How did you know that he was ready?
I just know the character of the guy, for one, and his leadership, but also the work that he's done in the last 5 weeks with our high-performance team. It's been built around coming out and performing and not just getting him to the line to play, but his first half and his intensity and his tackle, that's the Jack Viney that we know and expect. And he delivered, but in an incredible performance from our end.
Goody, the way that you know your group astounds me a little bit. I was reasonably critical at stages through the year about your lack of criticism on your group when you're in winning positions, but you let it slip. But you said, look, we're playing the right brand of footy. I'm proud of their efforts. We know we're on the right track. Was that a measured approach from you? And did you ever feel like you needed to lose your cool with the group?
We certainly had our moments through the year where we certainly challenged our group quite strongly. But at the same time, just to have some perspective, I think we knew coming into the season the narrative around our footy club would be that from a win to a loss would be quite significant. But understanding that we still had a fair bit of maturing to do as a playing group, both with how we play, but also how we develop our playing group. They only have to look through our midfield group. Oliver, Brayshaw, Harms, Petrarca, they still only played 50 games, 40 to 50 games. So we still haven't really been exposed to a lot of tight games, to a lot of challenging environments, to a lot of high expectations. And with that comes great learning. So you've got to hold perspective through that period and understand that Those experiences are going to be good for a group, win or loss, and really making sure that they do grow from those experiences.
Did you actually have to remind yourself of that at times, Goody? Were you getting impatient yourself?
Yeah, you do. You get frustrated. You get impatient. You can see it so close. So you do have to remain calm. And I did have to remind myself at times. And you know, I think that's where you get some great people around you that have been through that journey along the way to give you some perspective. And we've got some pretty experienced coaches and some pretty experienced football people in our department that have been able to give that perspective and keep the whole department on task with where we want to go as a footy club.
I imagine Brendan McCartney is one of those you're referring to there. It's got a bit of a Brendan McCartney look about it, the whole team.
Yeah, look, you know, he's certainly experienced a lot of footy and understands the game incredibly well. So he's been through a lot of these journeys with teams and seen them evolve and seen the challenges that are laid in front of them. You know, we've also got Todd Viney and, Josh Marnie and Craig Jennings and Ben Matthews who have also experienced these things, you know, at all their footy clubs that they've been at.
Sam Wiedemann, Goody, did you think he had that in him?
Oh, look, he was unbelievable, Sam. I certainly know that he's got that in him in terms of the talent that he possesses and certainly how he's trained. And, it's a great story, Sam. You know, it's really tough for a key position player to come in and have an impact as a high draft pick. And he's been incredibly patient and developed himself in the gym and created some unbelievable habits around his training and his preparation. And so for him to finally get the rewards of all those things that he's put in place was, I was just so happy for him and really proud of his performance.
If you put the overlay on it, Simon, is this team has been built for this moment, for this style of football. Did you sense when they came in last night, having tasted it for the first time, that there's almost, I don't know, belief begets belief as, yes, we were built for this and look what we just did?
Yeah, you know, that's, as a club, that's what we've been trying to build our team towards, about playing a brand of footy, but also building a group of players that were built for that style of game. And, with that experience last night, builds even more belief that that is what they're capable of. So, but at the same time, I think the players, even straight after the game, are very measured and understood that that's 1 week in what we want to actually do this year. So, our mindset shifted pretty quickly towards Hawthorn.
So you were there on Thursday night. What were your observations from that game?
Clearly, Richmond played, obviously with the weather that came in just before the game, it was always going to be one of those forward momentum, tackle pressure type of games. And I thought Richmond certainly handled the conditions incredibly well. And we also know, I thought Hawthorn's first 40 minutes was pretty impressive. You know, if they had hit the scoreboard a little bit more, they certainly would have been a lot closer in the contest and would have challenged. But, they're certainly a quality side, Hawthorn. They finished fourth for a reason, so we certainly know what we're up against.
And you're going to Perth. Why have you decided to go and watch West Coast Collingwood live?
I want to see as many finals as I can. You know, as a coach, I've been doing that for the last 5 years. And, two top four teams that, are going to have a fantastic battle. So get over there and have a look. And it gives me a chance to get a bit of work done in some peace and quiet on the plane as well.
What's your theory on finals, Simon? You say you've been to see as many as you can over a period of time. What is finals footy in the modern setup?
It is around that contest and that tackle and that pressure and being able to handle the moment. But you also see there are a lot of errors in finals. There's a lot of mistakes. And it's really how you actually develop a mindset and a culture around that mistakes are okay. You just got to get in there, mop it up and keep going and embrace that. We saw last night it certainly wasn't perfect footy. There were lots of mistakes and just your team being able to handle that disappointment and handle that moment and continue to keep firing.
Simon, what's the balance of the emotion of the Melbourne supporters and the narrative of the footy club with the players? Is there a balance of using that but not overdoing it?
Yeah, I think the emotion is around the journey for our supporters and some of the people that have been at the club, and you've experienced that, Bob. You know, it's you want to embrace that, but you also want to be really clear about how we want to play and the brand of footy that we want to play and what creates winning. And I think that's really important for a club to understand is every time you come into the club from the start of the week, it's about how you have your best preparations to create winning footy. And I think the players' credit, they've done a great job of just looking at what's right in front of them all year. And And that'll be the challenge again this week. But at the same time, we want to take our supporters and everyone at the club and, you know, our families on a really successful path.
Just back to last night, Simon, what were you expecting from Geelong, and did it pretty much eventuate the way that you'd planned for?
Yeah, look, we certainly knew that we'd be challenged in a whole range of different areas. They're quite an adaptable team. They take the corridor on by foot and hand, which they did. And they changed things up. You know, they were quick to put numbers behind the ball. They certainly changed some things up at stoppage and stretched us forward to centre as the game went on when they needed to score. So we knew that their midfield was going to be a really important battle. You know, they're highly talented. They've got obviously the three guys, but also Kelly and Duncan. And, they're a quality side for the middle of the ground. So that was an area that we wanted to get right and make sure that we were well set up.
And the Harms move over the past couple of months, again last night, the duel with Joel Selwood, it was exhausting just to watch it.
Yeah, look, it's funny how these things come about. You know, the opportunity for the Harms to take up that role in the middle of the ground came through Jack Viney's absence. And obviously when those opportunities arise, it's amazing how you find something in your team. And for James, it's been his ability to go in there, play those roles, but also not only do that, help us find the footy and link up through the middle of the ground. So he's a great kid, Harmsy, and he's doing a fantastic job.
Well, enjoy the flight to Perth and your preparation for next week and hopefully beyond. We appreciate your time and congratulations again on last night.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.